To our auditors.
My name is Catherine Wiesner. I'm UNHCR's Regional Refugee Coordinator for Burundi Refugee Situation. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to visit the Burundi refugees who have been welcomed to the Democratic Republic of Congo, to recognize the government's hospitality, and to hear from refugees themselves about the challenges and experience that they've had here in Congo. And we are also here to learn about the priorities of both the hosting community and the refugee population, particularly towards improving the development situation in this region and pursuing greater self-reliance for everybody. The thing that we're very grateful for is the hospitality of the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The officials that I've met have assured me that refugees are welcome, and refugees are welcome as long as they feel they're in need of international protection, and we're very grateful for this. At the same time, we know that refugees have had a very hard time here in Congo, partly because of the serious underfunding situation that we have for Burundi refugees, which causes us, UNHCR, and all of our humanitarian partners to have to make very tough decisions about where we spend our scarce resources. So I heard today from refugees that while they are very grateful for all of the assistance they have received, they're also concerned that not all of their children are able to go to school, that there's not enough medicine in the clinic here, and that the monthly food ration, which has been given in cash from the World Food Program, has had to be reduced below levels that will allow people to even provide for their families. So it's clear that we have a lot of challenges here in DRC, but also a very welcoming environment, despite the challenges that the country faces itself. So we want to build on that welcoming environment to try to create more opportunities for everyone.
There are some refugees that are
important for all refugees, and we've been stressing throughout the region the importance of freedom of choice, that all Burundi refugees should have the freedom to make an informed decision about whether they feel now is the time for them to go back. And we know that there are some refugees here in DRC who are interested in going back to Burundi. In fact, we assisted 70 people to go back last year, and just yesterday we assisted 27 more people to go back. And we're looking now at registering additional people. So for those who decide that they want to come forward to voluntarily repatriate, we will offer them that assistance and a small return package when they get back to Burundi.